The FBI has been called in to investigate the death of a journalist in Malta who's been killed in a car bomb. Daphne Caruana Galizia was known as Malta's best investigative journalist and had done much to expose corruption among politicians, including the Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat. But as yet, it's unclear who was behind the bombing, and the Prime Minister has denounced the 53-year-old's murder as a barbaric attack on press freedom. Anne Barker reports.
Daphne Caruana Galizia was last year named as one of the most influential people in Europe. The Politico website dubbed her a one-woman WikiLeaks because of her long crusade against corruption, cronyism and lack of transparency in her homeland, Malta. Her murder from a bomb planted in her own car has shocked the small Mediterranean island. She'd just driven away from her home when the bomb exploded, sending her car flying into a nearby field. Thousands have turned out at a vigil to mourn her death, among them a family friend, Luke Frendo.
In my lifetime, it's definitely the saddest day that I've lived. As a Maltese citizen, I think Daphne was not only a journalist and an absolutely fearless human being, but a fourth pillar of everyone's democracy.
For years, Galizia wrote for newspapers, including the Times of Malta and the Malta Independent. But it was her own hugely popular blog, Running Commentary, that had the biggest impact, with daily exposés on cases of alleged corruption. Most famously, she helped expose Malta's links to offshore tax havens after they were first revealed in the so-called Panama Papers, the millions of leaked documents that were released last year by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, whose director is Australian journalist Gerard Ryle.
What we revealed in the Panama Papers in Malta was a lot of people very close to the government that have offshore entities, and some of these entities could be questioned because there were a certain business connections and other things. We're talking about the chief of staff to the prime minister and others, people in government itself. There was never been any judicial inquiry into what happened, and I think she was campaigning for that. She brought the allegations much further in her blogs. She got a source who claimed that the prime minister's wife had offshore accounts where money was going in. We at ICIJ never reported that, obviously because she had her sources and we didn't have access to her sources.
Muscat denied any accusations of corruption, but called an early election in June specifically to counter the allegations. And after giving a pledge of loyalty to Maltese voters, he was re-elected. And despite the claims against him, the Prime Minister has condemned the journalist's killing as barbaric. Galizia had been sued for libel over various accusations on her blog, and only 2 weeks ago she told police she'd received death threats. The editor of Malta's independent newspaper, Rachel Attard, says her death is an attack on freedom of speech.
Whoever is behind this whole murder, needs to be not just seen as a murder on a person, on a mother, but also on an institution, which is journalism, which is obviously one of the kingpins of democracy.
At the vigil for Galizia, mourners declared her death would not be in vain and expressed hope that other journalists would carry the torch against corruption. Gerard Ryle says that such an assassination could happen in Europe is beyond belief.
You know, we're used to at ICIJ having our reporters around the world come under threat. You know, we've had reporters, you know, being shot at in Russia. We've had, you know, a horrifying situation in Mexico where reporters are getting killed all the time. This is not what you expect in Malta, in a European country. So I guess that's probably why it's resonating so deeply.
Gerard Ryle, the director of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, speaking to Anne Barker.